One of the veteran Lansing political observers watching the expulsion vote was John Lindstrom. He's publisher of Gongwer News Service, an online news service keeping a close eye on all things to do with state government. John, welcome to the program. And based on your editorial, it's pretty clear you watched all this with a strong sense of dismay. You found a lot of failure on both sides of the aisle, didn't you?
There's no question this was an extremely difficult situation for the members. But there's precedence on how these things have been handled in the past. We know for a fact that they did at least look at how things were handled, but there was just an awful sense that they weren't quite prepared for what they should have been doing to ensure that everyone understood the enormity of the situation, everyone understood how the investigation was going to proceed, that everyone not only understood but accepted that, agreed to it, so that you didn't have some of these questions going into it to start with. It just put a bad taste on what was a bad situation to start with.
And as you say in your editorial, you were saying both Democrats and Republicans failed in handling this expulsion with dignity. So there's plenty of blame on both sides of the aisle.
In many respects, it's not their fault. It really is the fault of the decision of the voters more than 20 years ago now to put into place term limits, at least the term limit situation we have, because the greatest benefit of term limits was the ability for people to learn how to work with one another, get to know what issues they're concerned about, get to understand the perspectives that they're coming from, get to understand that the fact that you're a Republican or you're a Democrat doesn't mean that one side's on the angels and the other side's with Satan. Everyone's there to do, in effect, reach agreement on the same things that are important to them, maybe from a different perspective. And how do you accommodate that? Life wasn't ideal before term limits came into effect. There were plenty of issues, but by and large, people could figure out how to take care of problems. And that is one thing that you just do not see with any regularity the way we once did.
What do you think would have happened if term limits had not been in place? So if we had folks with an institutional knowledge and then the kind of great lawmakers that we've seen through the decades?
Well, one of the things that would have happened is that you would have seen the majority leader, whoever that was, and the minority leader be in communication with one another right from the start and establish what was going to happen and how it was going to happen. In effect, you still had to recognize the partisan breakdown, but you would try to make this as nonpartisan a process as possible. And there would be agreement on an investigatory process. There would have been agreement on hearings. And there would be, in effect, joint communication saying that this is going to proceed and that the dignity of the House and the dignity of the Senate and the respect for the people were going to be paramount at all times. And Speaker Cotter handled this very seriously. I don't fault him for ordering the House Business Office to conduct an investigation, but it would have been better if it had been both Speaker Cotter and Minority Leader Grimal making that, having had discussion on this. I mean, Speaker Cotter, in effect, issued a press release at 3 a.m. He probably could have waited until 6 or 7 a.m. after he had chatted with and made things clear with Mr. Grimal to go ahead. And then he would have relieved a lot of the controversy that surrounded some of the aspects of the hearings and the investigation. You still could have had problems. I mean, you look at the expulsion of Senator David Jay back mm-hmm. in 2001. Term limits was in effect, but the two Senate leaders, Dan DeGroat for the Republicans and John Cherry for the Democrats, were both legislators who had been elected prior to term limits, who had spent a considerable amount of time working with each other, knowing each other, and a number of the members of the hearing committees were senators who had been elected prior to term limits coming into effect. So they had at least an overall understanding of how things would proceed. And the Senate had already had one expulsion hearing for former Senator Henry Stallings, but he resigned before he was actually expelled. So they've had some experience with this as well. And that really is, it was very frustrating for those people who understand and respect. You may be critical, but you still respect what the legislature is doing and what the legislature is trying to do. And as I say, this in many respects was a failure of the body politic, not so much the politicians. They didn't really know what to do.
Yeah, but yet term limits still remain popular among Michigan voters. Why do you think that is? In fact, we're hearing more voices calling for a part-time legislature.
There's been a lot of frustration with how the legislature has worked in recent years and a lot of the difficulties they've had in reaching agreement on a variety of different issues and problems. I mean, the best example would be transportation funding. How are we going to deal with fixing our roads and bridges and helping provide for mass transit? I mean, Ohio Governor Kasich, who's running for president, was in the state a few weeks ago, and you know, at one point he said, can't you folks just fix your roads? And I think because of that, you're seeing people looking for what is an answer that will solve problems quickly. I think what we have to recognize is that when you're dealing with complex situations, when you're dealing with a complex government, and Michigan, as any state is these days, given the economy, given technology, given the issues that have to be faced with, is very complex. It takes time. Maybe it shouldn't take as much time as it's taken, but it still takes time. You have to work through the different perspectives. And rarely does a simple solution solve a complex issue. Sometimes it does, but most of the time it doesn't. It usually takes more than that. You know, if you can't get rid of term limits altogether, then you need to amend the situation we have to make some improvements to better allow for people to get to know each other, to get to develop the kind of expertise they need to have, and to find ways of drafting solutions.
John Lindstrom is the publisher of Gongwer News Service. His blog posting editorial really is the final lesson from whatever this was, end term limits. John, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside. It was great to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much.